Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jay Moran, the mayor of Manchester, and also now you're the AD of Bridgeport too.
Vice president of athletics, University of Bridgeport. Yeah,
that's title, double dipping. AD, yeah. He's double dipping.
He increased that title.
And we're here with Lieutenant Shea, Ryan Shea from the Manchester PD. How's it going this morning?
It's been a busy morning. Things are set.
No trouble.
No trouble. We have over 150 police officers from Manchester, surrounding agencies, Connecticut State Police. We have this entire area locked down for the race, as always, and it's going to be a very enjoyable day just based on the weather.
You move the mic a little bit away from the mouth there. He's yelling at Connecticut. I'm like, yes, sir.
He's waking up Connecticut.
I'm like, yes, sir.
I woke up early
he's
today.
Lieutenant Shea is usually very calm after I give you. He's calm and demeanor all the time.
How long have you been with the force here?
16 years.
Are you from here or no?
No, I grew up in Eastern Connecticut.
In Eastern Connecticut? Like yeah. Where?
Willimantic.
And how do you like it? Are you now here?
I'm in South Windsor
now. Gotcha.
So it's beautiful up there.
I love this area. And how long, so people who don't know you, Mr. Mayor, how long have you been mayor of Manchester?
They say too long. No, eight and a half years.
Wait, do you term out or can you stay forever?
You can stay forever. It's up to the voters. So we have next year's another election year, but next year's 200 years of Manchester Bicentennial, so I'll spend my time being mayor.
You've already been working on that, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm concentrating on that. We'll see. But today is race day. Forget the World Cup scores. Let's talk about the Manchester.
I know. Well, let's talk about it. I mean, last year was the first year I was here, and, I mean, obviously, like, I love races like this because normal schleps like me can get cheered for. You know what I mean? That's what I love about it.
Everyone's a winner today.
Yeah. I mean, whether somebody throws a Bud Light at you – sorry, Lieutenant, but that happens – or, you
adult
know,
power
you get the lie. They do say scientifically that a beer after a workout is actually, from an electrolyte perspective, not a bad thing.
Yeah, carbohydrates.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean,
it's carbohydrates.
It's those guys that they try to show off and have one or two before they run, and then they're usually on their knees doing something at the finish line.
Somebody told me that if the weather's too good, there's a lot of vomiting at the
finish
line.
That is a fact. That is a fact. There's a direct correlation.
I said because they run so hard. He's like, no, it's because they drink too much.
Because they had three or four beers and thought they were cool. Yeah, it's the analytics. We have the analytics on that.
Yeah, there's a data point on that. Yeah. But just tell me a little bit about what the race day means for you.
Well, it's great. You know, it's first of all, you were talked about earlier the transformation at 6 o'clock.
It's stunning.
And you're right here live, right? And you see all these yellow fluorescent jackets come out, and within 30 minutes, our public works turns Main Street into Race Street, and then our police are here, our fire all over, making sure we're safe. It's just and the road race committee works all year long together. It's great to be back here live. 10,000 plus runners again.
Yeah,
we had like 15,000-16,000 before the Boston Marathon incident years ago. We're trying to creep our way back up there, but you have 35,000 people on the road. A lot of them with those adult Powerades, having a good time with their traditions. It's traditional. It's generational. I mean, my wife grew up in this town. She ran. My kids have all run here. They're adults now. And then my grandson ran in the little road race at age two.
That's cute.
Well, my daughter carried him basically for the 50 yards, but he got excited about his medal. So it's tradition for a lot of people. But it takes the entire community to put this together. A lot of volunteers, a lot of staff. Including Lieutenant Shea and his crew, making sure we're safe. And it's a great day to be in Manchester.
We're talking with Mayor Jay Moran of Manchester, of course, Lieutenant Ryan Shea of the Manchester Police Department. Is it, and I can start with you, Lieutenant, is today stressful?
Not at all. I think every day for us as police officers, you know, we do everything we can to ensure public safety. The increase in the number of people in our downtown area, obviously, you know, we have to increase the staffing, and that's why our entire department plus officers from the surrounding area are in Manchester today. But it's all about making this a great event for the community of Manchester. And like the mayor said, it's the police officers, our public works, our town departments, the volunteers that really make this what it is. And the community appreciates everything that we're doing, and they actually let us know that, on a day like today. So when it comes to it being a stressful day for us, no, I wouldn't say that. We're on the same high alert that we always are. But when it comes to, you know, interacting with the community and being there for the community on Thanksgiving Day,
it's a fun day.
This allows us to do that. And it's great to see.
I want to ask you a PD question in a second, but I want to ask the mayor the same thing. I mean, first of all, I know it's not about you, it's not about your ego, but like at some point when you have like 40,000 people in this area and it goes off well, you're like, this is my town, baby.
It's a very proud moment. It's like Christmas morning for me. This is so exciting. But it also, we live in an era where anything could go wrong, right?
Yeah.
And that's why we upped after the Boston Marathon. But, you know, knock on wood, knock on my head, Brian. but, you know, knowing that hopefully our police don't have to do anything, it makes it a successful day. But knowing there
is there stress for you at all?
Yeah, because every day's stressful. Are we going to be the next school? Are we going to be the next police officer?
That's in your mind.
I worry about that daily. You know, Lieutenant Shea goes to work. We want him to come home. You know, or you know, our kids go to school. Those are the things that we live in the crazy world we live in. But hopefully, we enjoy all the fun things and we're grateful for all the great things that go on in our community and that we celebrate today. And we have, knowing that we have our police and fire here just in case something happens. But we're not going to get there. We're going to have a great day today. The weather's going to be great. Hopefully, you'll see one or two runners. Maybe they had that beer and you can laugh. Right?
I don't know if I want to see that.
But again, we hear about all the stuff that goes on in the community, but there's a great relationship. I'm proud of what our community does. I am proud. I'm like the proud papa
of
the Road Race Committee and the work that not only today, but our police and our fire do every day and to protect
us. This is the culmination of all the preparation that the volunteers, the Road Race Committee, the town of Manchester does. And that's what I think the community should understand is that the reason why there are so many of us here in terms of police officers is to be prepared for things and to make sure that this event is great, that this event goes through without any major incidents. That's why we do so much work in preparation as a police department, as a community, and as a town for an event like this, so that Thanksgiving morning, people can come out here, enjoy the incredible run through the streets of Manchester, and then go back and have dinner with their families.
Yeah, it's great, and it's American. There's no bias or, you know, it's not about religion. It's about just people, and I think that's why I like holidays like this and Independence Day because of that. We're talking with Jay Moran, Mayor of Manchester, and Lieutenant Ryan Shea from the Manchester Police Department. I do have to ask you, Lieutenant, though, we talk a lot on the show about educators and law enforcement and how difficult it is in terms of the relationship with the people you serve and the job itself. And we know numbers are down everywhere and not a lot of people. I think that some of the academy numbers are down in some places like 80% in terms of applicants. Mm-hmm. And you've been doing this for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Has it changed? How much has it changed in terms of the interactivity with the people? And also, you know, would you do it again? If, you know, and you don't have to answer that. You can go talking point if you want to. But, like, I'm just really curious about, you know, what attracts people to it. And because it's hard to get people to do these jobs now.
It is. This is a difficult job to do. And not only that, but I think when you don't understand what the real aspect of being a police officer is, the real aspect of being a police officer isn't to go out and arrest people. The real aspect of a police officer isn't to go out and drive a car, lights and sirens. The aspect of being a police officer is to grow a community and ensure the safety of a community. I've, over my career here, have come to understand kind of the intricacies of having that relationship with the community and having positive interactions constantly. When people look at law enforcement, that they're not looking at the job itself, but they're looking at the overall profession. And I think there's a lot of clout when it comes to what law enforcement is. I wear a uniform. I wear a uniform that's blue. But I don't represent what some actions that have happened for those that have been in this uniform, I represent the Manchester Police Department, the town of Manchester,
and you,
the state of Connecticut, the United States of America. And I want every interaction I have with the public, whether it's positive or negative, to represent me trying to better the community. And if people want to get into a profession that they can really better the things for anyone, their families, their loved ones, people they don't know, being a law enforcement officer is a big part of growing a community. The safer a community is, obviously you're going to have more prosperity in a community like that. If we don't have good people coming into law enforcement, we're going to lose that aspect. Mm-hmm. So yes, recruitment is tough in law enforcement right now, but I think people need to understand that if you want to better a community, grow a community, and you have any interest in doing things to keep your community safe, law enforcement is an absolute great place to go.
Well done. Well said. Gentlemen, it's first of all, thank you for your service to this community, Lieutenant Ryan Shea and Jay Moran, Mayor of Manchester. I hope everything goes wonderfully today. I hope my calf holds up. I'm really excited. I mean, this is my second year here, and I just think it's an amazing event. If people are sitting at home, or just get a cup of coffee, grab Junior, come down and cheer some people on and make you feel good, and it's a great way to start the day. I mean, I just think that if you can get down here, you should give it a shot.
Thanks, Brad. We got a Bud Light for you just before we started a race.
I got a long day of Bud Lights. I don't know if I can start this early, but I appreciate you both coming down and spending a few minutes with us. And we, of course, appreciate everything in Manchester.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.